I'm
Dorian.
And I'm Carol Mbaha.
And welcome back to another episode where we're going to be talking about our favorite show, Doctor Who.
Wow. I mean, we're all still strong and staunch Doctor Who fans, which is why we persevere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
Woof.
So much woof.
Sorry, I'm just adjusting stuff whilst we're talking. So we'll carry on.
Yeah, so much woke. So we've watched all the episodes. We've watched the latest Easter special because, you know, they're doing...
They have three specials. We're on the second one. Legend of the Sea Devils, right? It's called?
Yes, Legend of the Sea Devils.
Yeah.
Where an old foe of the Doctor's decides to turn up again and kind of looks exactly how it looked back then.
What?
The Sea Devil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sea Devil's a classic monster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but are we going to start with the look?
Or the thing at the hole?
I don't know where to begin with this.
Okay.
Where do we begin?
Let's start with the obvious part.
What is obvious?
Yeah, which is the obvious part?
Which is the obvious? The tokenism?
Welcome to China.
Oh, that was it. Oh! The tokenism. I mean,
could be British in China at that time.
No. I mean, for me, the reason they're all speaking English is because of the TARDIS translation matrix, which is absolutely fine. Which is, I'm all for, yay, you know, like, you know, East Asian British actors represent. They get more jobs and entire episodes to themselves.
Yeah.
I just, you know, but a part of me also goes like it reeks of tokenism, like in the wake of Minari, in the wake of like Parasite, in the wake of like all this, like, you know. If it was a better written episode, if the storyline,
that has been a problem for every single episode. Yes. Though, if it was a better written episode,
except
it was a better written bunch of seasons.
Except for Flux, I think we all kind of enjoyed Flux.
Okay,
except for the last episode because it was so we need to wrap this up now.
Yeah, Flux went well until the end, and then it went. But anyway, I feel like the 13th Doctor season is just a season of, if the writing wasn't as bad.
I mean, they're all doing their best. I'm sure they're all doing their best.
You see, I cannot defend that.
So what? Are you going to
give the actors. The actors are doing their best with the material that they are given.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. But I think we've proven that participation awards are a bunch of bullshit.
I'm sorry, but the accent at first threw me, and then I reminded myself, hey, we had a Scottish Roman, so, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, okay, it's Doctor Who, fine, fair enough.
But is it me, or did the whole visual tone of it look cheap?
Yes. Everything about it looked cheap.
Really?
You remember those that, okay.
I thought it looked fucking cheap.
Okay, I mean, a part of me was like, when you go to Madame Cheng's ship and like there's nobody there, a part of me was like, oh, is this because of COVID measures? Is it because, is it because we're shooting in the middle of a pandemic, you know, and then everybody dies, so then like, you know, but then of course, there's also the, okay, look, I know she's supposed to be like queen, like, because I think Madame Cheng is actually the actual female pirate, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, Madame Cheng is a real-life actual pirate.
Yeah, and she, like, she's the scourge of the sea. But, like, bro, no matter how efficient you are, right, you cannot single-handedly, pilot whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
Captain Jack Sparrow did.
His ship was also smaller, and his ship was also, at the end, when he stepped off the pier, it just sunk to the bottom.
Yes! He wasn't the greatest captain.
And also, the Black Pearl is magic.
No, but remember he stole that other boat.
The Black Pearl?
No, the boat that he used to chase the Black Pearl.
What, that sampan?
No, the big ass boat.
Oh.
The governor's boat.
Did he do it alone?
Wasn't Orlando Bloom?
He was gonna go alone, Orlando followed him anyway.
Okay. Ah. Yeah.
So at least there's two of them.
Okay, magical realism. Yeah,
Madame Chin had a rope. So, you know, hold the steering wheel in place.
She didn't have a rope on the show.
She did have a rope.
She did have a rope.
She did have a rope. Well, and she probably has a brick for the accelerator.
She's Mr. Bean now? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, all those CGI effects, you know what it reminded me of? Oh, we're back in Eccleston's era.
Yeah, like, the CG was bad.
It was bad.
CG was bad. so bad when the statue broke. I was like, oh, budget cuts.
And like, okay, the first two seasons, even Flux, there was sort of this very sort of, not shadows, but the tone of it looked very stylized. Like, it was very well budgeted. And then this one, the colors all just fell flat. Like, the lighting to me fell flat.
I mean, obviously, the Chinese village is actually, like, I look at the lichen and the moss.
Cornwall.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I was like, bro, the wall, we don't know that one, you know. Like, our lichen and our moss, different one, you know.
When that monster grabbed the TARDIS, that CGI effect was like...
Nah.
No, everything... everything is like very... So this happened.
Yeah.
Everything is very like... This happened. Like, it just happens. Like, there's no... Very and, little cause and effect. And like, everything is deus ex machina.
And I couldn't put my finger on it, but when you're watching the sea devils talk... Was there like a liquefy effect that just, instead of actually having...
No, they had a...
Translator.
They had a translator, but then like the literature...
No, but the way it looked, it didn't look like it was wobbly? A practical thing. It looked
I couldn't
like
tell.
Someone
I couldn't.
Liquefying it in Photoshop or something.
I don't know.
Yes. And then that moment when they went down to the sea, and when she opened up the door and they walked into this sort of seascape thing. Mm. You know what that reminded me of? Remember that Tom Baker episode with the styrofoam clams?
Yeah.
The one episode we watched together.
Yep. I was like, oh, did budget get slashed like tenfold or something?
This episode looked really cheap. Like, yeah. Number one, it looked really cheap. Number two, it felt like, just like the last episode.
No care was
the
given.
Special.
Yeah.
Like, just this special, just like last special, just felt like a regular episode.
Yes. Like, I don't know where they're going with
this. Nothing special about it, except for, you
China.
Know, if I could date you, I would date you.
Oh my God, can
but
we,
I can't date you. Because, you know, everybody dies, so I'm not going to date you, but I kind of fancy you, though.
No, she doesn't. But no, okay, but okay, I have an issue with those lines. Because it's not that she says, I cannot date you because everybody dies. She made it sound like, I just cannot date you because this is how I am. And I'm like, but no, this is not how you are. If you say it's because of everything that's happened to you, it's fine. But she doesn't. She doesn't. It's not written that way. It's not. There's that even the whole like the past 50
Look,
years.
Just like the last episode as well. It just comes out of nowhere. Like, oh, by the way, fanciness plot.
No, but like, you know, her pain in having all these people leave was not even implied. It was like just throwing everything that has happened in your face and like out the window and like that doesn't even like I'm a new person and I'm like. No, I understand why you would say I cannot get into a relationship now. But if you somehow, even in the back of your mind, acknowledge that all of these things have happened because you have gone through shit.
Yeah.
You know, people die around me. I cannot have that happen again. Something like that. You know what I mean? But like, no, it was like not even an acknowledgement of Rose, not even an acknowledgement of River, not even Amy.
You mentioned
not even,
River. You mentioned I had a wife.
Because
yeah, but then that's it. And I'm like, yes.
Next door,
a wife that you spent 27 years with.
Because you see,
25 or 27.
Not enough time.
Speaking of that, I also think about, you know, Smith and Tennant when they had that sort of very somber moments of people have left me, people have died. I cannot do that anymore. And
I mean,
remember
the entire like David Tennant final seasons of specials.
Yeah. You remember that moment when he was in the cafe with Grandpa. And you saw that vulnerability of him, of why he cannot connect with humans.
No, that's the thing, because he's the emo doctor.
Yeah, but with...
And as Satch put it with this one, like, is this the bitch doctor?
Yeah. She's a bit like... She's like, I mean, it almost seems as if like her defining characteristic is that she's rude and abrasive.
And I don't want to label her as that, because she deserves so much more than that.
I mean, maybe that's the choice of being like, after Capaldi... No, because... As the seasons went on,
Capaldi was the cool doctor.
Found his heart. Yeah,
yeah. By the end of it, he was like the cool grandpa.
I don't know.
No, this whole love situation, this whole shipping situation, I don't understand why it's there in the first place. Like, even in this, it's like, what is it for? Like, what is this all for? What are you leading up to? Because it feels like...
You're leading up to Yaz being, don't die. And she's going to be like, I'm going to die. Don't die.
Because this is what happens.
And like, that moment where they're having that sort of confessional like moment, like, hey, sea devils are going to destroy the earth, but no, wait. I love you, but I can't be with you. Ah, the fuck is this? And the doctor literally says, we've got 20 minutes to do this, guys. But we still have time to talk about our feelings. Because, you know, that's important too. I'm like...
Because that's what women do.
But I don't want that stereotype. Not with the doctor. Like, come on. You're better than this. And then there's Dan going, you know, she likes you, I'm like...
And this episode was more disappointing because at least the last episode... If it was a standalone episode, if it was an episode in a season, it's actually a fun episode. Yes, the time just, thing.
Yeah.
It just was disappointing that it was a special.
Yeah.
This one was like, oh, this is like a crap episode in a season.
Yeah.
But it's a special.
There's nothing special is about it.
No, but like, do they actually label it as a special?
Yes.
Well, if this is the season, then it's a shit season.
No. They've labeled it as three specials. Like, they've kept saying that Jodie gets three specials before her regeneration.
This is not very special.
It's not very special.
It's not, and I'm sorry, but and I keep bringing it back to Tennant special because look what happened there. What the fuck happened here?
I also have beef about, okay, so you want to go like all Asians, China, pirates, feudalism. Why the fight sequence was shot so fucking badly?
Is a Huasheng?
I cannot.
It's and then Leibao. I'm like, I'm sorry. It sometimes almost seems like you're just throwing Chinese sounding words against the wall and see what sticks. Because I'm like, but Huasheng, like what? Is it a peanut?
I don't know.
At least it's better than Moon Knight.
Wasn't it a name?
I mean, okay, you know what? Maybe if anybody knows what a Huasheng is, like an actual, if it's a name of an actual creature, please do enlighten and educate me because I was sitting there going like, I don't understand. Like what
translates to flower. Ikan.
Yeah, no, that's you. That's you. Guai so, at least, you know, like you give me like mo guai, I'm like, fine, you know. You give me yao guai, fine, you know what I mean? But like.
It's the ancient pirate dialect, like, also known as Hokkien.
Like what? Slippery god, maybe? I don't know, but like. Sea monster is like, hai guai so, I don't know.
Even this sea monster doesn't feel like the most threatening monster we've got. Like,
no. I mean, it doesn't really play a big part.
You're a turtle. You're a walking turtle.
In Russell we trust.
You know, for a name like Sea Devil, why are they so cute?
Right, actually.
They're quite cute.
Yeah. Like, they remind me of the Ood.
More so, because they got those big-ass eyes.
Yeah.
But... Oods can be threatening.
Oods can be threatening. Yeah, these guys, I'm nice. Like, with your shitty ass lightsaber. But yeah, like, you have all these Asians and you have swords on a pirate ship. Like, why was the action scene was like, who's hitting who? I have no fucking idea.
That's sorry, I stopped. Like... I phased out after a while because there was just like so much indignation.
I really
and like this
really...
the whole like yeah spoil obviously spoilers yeah like no. The whole Ji-hun thing and I'm like oh god really like why what was his purpose? The only purpose that they kept him alive was so that he could
to sacrifice myself.
Yes, at the end of the day, and I'm like.
And then the fucking amulet. Oh, it was with his ancestor this whole time. Oh,
so and so survived.
Like, yeah, everything, descendant. Everything is so Deus Ex Machina. I mean,
yeah.
You know, everything was just so convenient. And I'm like,
it was so fucking plain. I'm sorry. It's such a basic episode.
So that's all we have time for. Okay? It was shit.
Can you imagine we did this for one of our 5-minute geek reviews? I think the whole thing would just be like, it's
shit.
Yeah.
Shit. I was very. I really want. I was trying very hard to like the episode, but
my wife
has
just given up on Doctor
Who.
So Luna.
Exasperated.
She won't even watch it with me. So whilst I was watching that episode, she'd just be coming in and out. And be like, look at the screen for like 5 seconds. Go, ugh. Because it was just like, I can't deal with this right now.
Like, as a massive Whovian, I cannot defend these episodes. Like, I was like, I'm trying to like it. 10 minutes in, I'm trying. 20 minutes, trying so hard. 30 minutes, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. By the 40th, I'm like, fuck this. Because I don't want to say that it's a bad episode because I have such a huge passion for Doctor Who.
It was a bad episode!
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, I have to admit it. It's a fucking shit episode. And I hate that it has to be Jody. I hate that it has to be
Jody. It's them sayang.
Like, if it was Capaldi, if it was Smith, I'm like, okay, one bad episode, it's fine. With Whittaker, I know people are going to be like, yeah, it's bad because it's a female doctor. I'm like...
Yeah, I'm just really afraid of that. Like, I mean, there are certain schools that go like, oh, why are they making everything female? And I'm like, just give it a chance.
Like we keep saying, we have nothing against Jodie as the doctor.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
She's proven herself time and time again. Like,
it's the writing is shit. And speaking of which, did you notice Jodie has now aged?
Yes.
I really fucking noticed it this in this episode. This role
ages people now.
Like, I saw the crow's feet, and I'm like...
On the close-up, you're like, oh, shit. It's taken some of your life, too. Like it did with Matt. With Capaldi, we couldn't notice. Really couldn't tell. He came in with white hair, and he left with white hair. I don't know. And then he shaved it off.
Actually, you know what? Capaldi looked like he left younger.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it works differently for older people.
Because
but for young people, like, come give me your soul.
Because at the start,
Capaldi took Matt Smith's soul.
Like, I rewatched Capaldi's first episode.
He's Shang Tsung.
He comes out, he's like, my liver, my kidneys, where am I? What am I doing? And by the end of the episode, it's like, he's like, fucking doctor.
He's like some spry, sprightly young man.
He's got his guitar, got his hoodie.
Yeah, I'm like...
coming in with electric guitar and like a tank in the middle of like medieval, like Elizabethan London.
But yeah, Whittaker really, I'm like... And these, I'm sorry, but coming back to the shipping again, but those eyes, the looks, the glances at each other. Like,
and there was such an awkward, I'm a good day, don't I? And I'm like, that was awkward.
A lot of the humor in this episode to me felt forced. Like they were trying to impose humor on us, especially with Dan. Some of Dan's jokes just fell flat.
I'm sorry, maybe it's because I'm not living in England anymore, so I don't watch regular British TV, but...
Is this what's
going on? What's the big deal with Dan?
What do you mean?
Like,
he's comic relief. That's about it.
Yeah, he felt like this shoehorned character in the last season.
Yeah.
He's along for the ride now. Yeah.
It felt like, oh, Graham left. We need to find another old white man.
Yeah.
And then
just get Grandpa.
Nothing wrong with him. It's just.
Just get Grandpa.
Yeah.
The way he's written in and his role now is to be Mr. Captain Fucking Obvious.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, the Doctor and Yaz don't notice the obvious.
Yeah, and like, he has to be... I shouldn't say this. And he has to be Skulls.
Yeah.
I felt bad when Dan called his quote-unquote girlfriend. I was like, oh yeah, she's still in the picture, isn't she? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I forgot about her.
It's so random. Everything that was really so random.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you setting up, Chibnall? What the fuck is going on? Like...
I miss cracking the wall now.
I know, right?
I miss Bad Wolf. I miss Crack in the Wall.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not even asking for much. I'm just asking
really?
No, I'm just asking for cohesiveness. Like,
it's cohesive.
No, it's not. Like, give us something that... Okay, I know you're leading up to something.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's already led to it. And now he's just trying to finish it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you just give us this last special? Let's just do the regeneration.
When is the last special?
Christmas?
I think around November time.
Well, so what's it going to be? Thanksgiving? What?
I don't even...
We didn't do Thanksgiving. What?
Doctor Who specials.
Gononi week. Gononi English.
Because, I mean, let's face it.
Gononi kita Anglo.
The next special is going to be the biggest one.
Is it though?
I fucking hope so.
I mean, okay, maybe.
It's going to be like a basic episode and then like in the last 5 minutes, ooh, my heart!
Maybe.
She's going to like that one doctor who just tripped and regenerated.
Oh, okay, the last special is set to air in late 2022 as part of the BBC centenary celebrations. The BBC is turning 100?
Seems about right.
Oh, yeah. 1922.
Seems about right. Yeah. I mean, Doctor Who itself is already like 60 years old. So
yeah.
Next
year, yeah.
You know what I mean? What was that?
Holy shit, the Queen is going to be still alive. Yeah. She did the first broadcast. Fuck. Wow.
She's hanging on for
the
life.
Wait, did she? She couldn't have done the first broadcast if they...
Bro. I mean, yes.
Good evening.
Yes.
As we turn in... To the new year.
Wait.
Wasn't many people died.
But wasn't that the Queen Mother?
Yeah.
No.
That was her.
Queen.
No, but if the BBC is 100, the Queen wasn't born yet.
She's only 95.
Yeah. That's why she couldn't have done the first broadcast, because if they started in 1922, yeah.
The first royal broadcast was
created. Yes, yeah, the first royal broadcast, yes.
Which would have been,
I would say 40s?
After World War. Well, was it before? Or, ooh, good word. See, this is how much more interesting history is to Doctor Who. Okay. Which is me about history, because it's a dude in a fucking flying box traveling through time.
Yeah.
If you actually concentrated on a Madam Ching, properly Madam Ching story, it might have been more interesting.
But, what?
You know, like demystifying like Madam Ching.
I'm trying to save my sons. Where are they? Don't know.
Ah, I know. Yeah. I know. Like, macam
cukup,
all these...
Cukup, okay.
All these things just to gain sympathy. And I'm like, just... Show lah. Why you tell? You must show. You cannot you show. Don't
can't
tell.
Can't afford to show.
Yeah, that's the budget.
Okay. We have no budget for a flashback.
So speaking of budget, maybe all these episodes are cheap because they're saving money.
No,
for the special.
I just think for the
last
special.
Did you see the trailer for the special?
No, yeah, I did, and I'm like, like it has some great.
Looks
people.
Like she regenerates in a house,
right? In a tight space.
Yeah,
with her going yes. I'm like,
face change.
I'm sorry, but we got to talk about this trailer because what's coming up next. But I'm sorry, if that's the fucking Doctor's final line, I'm going to be pissed off. If her final line as the Doctor is, yes!
Yeah, like, of course, because your favorite final line from Doctor is, I don't want to go.
No, okay, yeah, that is my favorite. But if that's a final line, that's equivalent to fucking Darth Vader going, no, if her line is
no,
yes.
No, it's not. No is a proper word. Like, yes is a name.
No, you know what? You know what a doctor's final words should be?
What?
Alonzi.
Something cool!
What was Capaldi's last words?
Bollocks.
No. There was a speech, but I can't remember what.
What was Matt's last words?
Oh, right, I'm gonna fucking regenerate now, you fucking cunt!
No, his last lines was always be gentle, kind.
Oh, yeah, you got to do a speech.
Yeah, that speech. The always be kind speech, which always breaks my heart. But.
What is Matt's last words?
Oh, pond.
No, but you see the ponds!
No, I think his last line was, I loved being the doctor. Wasn't that his line, Smith?
I don't know.
We all know fucking Tennant, but yeah, Smith was. I've always loved being the Doctor.
I just remember him like in old prosthetics.
Oh yeah,
playing air guitar.
Christmas.
Yeah,
in a town called What's Christmas. Going on? Yeah, the town called Christmas. You see, that was the level of bad. It's now been brought down to here. Like to
What's
think,
wrong. I mean, did their budget get cut?
It feels like Chibnall's given up.
Did like, their budget
really
get cut?
Given up.
Like, why would you, like, I don't know. Like, why would you cut Doctor Who's budget?
But even then, that's not an excuse. To me, that's not an excuse.
Yeah, because
they've done Doctor good Who, shit with a budget before.
Doctor Who, yeah.
Doctor Who's traditionally been low budget.
Like the first
like fucking
season
Eccleston
of,
season.
Yeah.
Like, he fought mannequins.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was brilliant.
I love it. That was amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
and he
even
faced
Tennant,
off against some CGI goo.
Even Tennant was kind of still budgeted.
Still on low budget. It was only when Matt Smith. Then
yeah,
it was like,
when they started getting BBC America.
We're shooting with an Ari.
We're going to America.
I still remember that first episode of Whittaker and that wide shot of fucking like, what town were they in again?
Sheffield.
That town of Sheffield when he was trying to learn how to ride his bike. Mm. I'm like, ooh, budget's gone high.
And now it's gone low again.
Really fucking low.
It looks so cheap.
Are they saving money for Russell?
But that's the thing, when you didn't have budget and it was cheap, then you concentrated on story.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is
neither.
Like, what?
And I'm sorry, I wanted to ask this question. Has there ever been a doctor that has used a previous doctor's catchphrase? 50th anniversary doesn't count.
There have been times where they want to say it, it's like, oh, that sounds weird.
Because not only...
Yeah, she's Geronimo'd.
Not only did she do it once...
Twice.
She did it twice.
I was like...
I'm like...
What?
No. Why are you using Smith's catchphrase? This no.
You need your own.
Yeah.
What
happened to Let's Get a Shift On?
I know, right? I mean, no. It was not... It was my catchphrase. Like, I wanted it
but
to be
the
catchphrase.
But that was a brilliant catchphrase.
Yeah.
I still think Smith's catchphrase should have been, who the man?
Oh, fuck's sake.
Fez is a cool.
Speaking of which,
Fez is a cool.
Matt Smith still can't dance, and I love it. If anybody's watched Morbius, Smith dances for a good two
minutes.
Oh,
you watched Morbius already?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, it's as shit as they say.
Oh, it's worse.
How's the Leto show?
Oh my god, it's not even cohesive. It's like, what the fuck's going on? Like,
but is Jared not...
Let's just say this. It feels like there's half of movie that's been left on the cutting room floor.
Ooh.
Like, it's so disjointed. So far, and there's, I think it was about 60% of shit in the trailer that didn't even make it to the film.
Hmm.
Like, I'm like,
Wait, what?
It was all made up with Matt Smith dancing topless for 2 minutes
for
some unknown reason.
For you, but, you know, not for
like, there's
you.
Just the moment where there's fucking Leto being all like, oh, I have inherited these powers, what do I do? Hey, let's dance. Let's do the Doctor Who dance. What the fuck's going on with Morbius? It's so bad. I'm sorry. It's so bad. Like, I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was going to be this bad.
So we're just talking about shit shows today, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as Goggler said, like, just piling on the shit shows, as Goggler said, Harry Potterheads.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now you know Star Wars fans' pain.
And now... the whole franchise is in limbo.
What? Dumbledore? Really?
Yeah.
Like Fantastic Beasts?
Warner
limbo?
Brothers is now contemplating Fantastic Beasts after the reception it got for this one, apparently.
Yeah, because it's not Fantastic Beasts anymore. You barely had any Beasts. The whole Manticore dance thing was like, no, we do not need... I mean, Eddie seemed like he was having fun, but, you know, I don't know.
By the way, speaking of Eddie, I just found on YouTube, there's a clip for Children in Need, I think.
Uh-huh.
Where
both.
Huh?
Yeah.
Eddie Redmayne is trying to find someone. He's playing that character.
Okay.
From Fantastic Beasts. He's trying to find someone. He's on the phone. And he gets the TARDIS. And Capaldi picks up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this. Oh, fuck. I need to see this.
Fuck.
Is this for Red Nose?
I think it's for Children in Need. Yeah. So I was like, ooh, where did this come from? And it was just an aside. Like, he's been trying to contact this person. And there's these other people who are holding the patchboard. Like, how the fuck do we manage to do that? Oh, shit.
Oh, interesting.
Aww.
Yeah.
Did you know?
When fandoms glide nicely.
Good.
In a nice way.
Was supposed to be Matt Smith.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, but he had other things to do.
Prince Philip.
He was doing Crown. Yeah, Crown at that time. That's why he couldn't do Fantastic Beasts. And to be fair.
No, I mean, yeah, going from one sci-fi to a fantasy.
Yeah.
As opposed to playing Prince Philip.
Well,
just take the
I mean,
picture.
I like...
It wasn't goddamn, it was fucking. Just take the fucking picture.
Okay. That's sort of rage.
It's Prince Philip. You don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
I mean, he's
I was surprised they were allowed to release that audio. Because I thought you're not supposed to.
I mean, he is Prince Philip.
You see, here's the thing. I think they can't be fucked anymore.
They're fair enough.
Look at this old man. I think they even did, like, I think ITV did a special on Prince Philip, like, when he passed. I think that clip was in there somewhere.
I mean, we're all allowed one swear.
Like, it was that sort
one
of thing.
Swear
like,
I mean,
air.
He said worse.
Yes.
No, sort of that thing of like, oh, he was charitable. He was a loving husband. He also had his edge. Take the fucking picture.
Edge, eh? Is that what you're calling it? Edge.
Yeah.
An edge.
But yeah, Legend of the Sea Devils. I love how we've probably talked about this for like how 15 minutes,
well,
I guess.
We only talked about Doctor Who for like 20 minutes.
And already we're so done with this.
Done. Like, for real's done. Like, I don't know what else to say besides it was shit. Like,
okay,
I couldn't find anything enjoyable in
what
it.
What else is in my notes that I haven't
visually,
said
visually, even visually, it didn't look that great.
I don't understand.
CGI was crap.
I don't understand.
I feel there was a whole meaning behind the whole relationship between Yaz and Doctor, but we just...
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I feel like they wanted to have some sort of deeper meaning.
Do you think that they're just doing
it? Yeah, but if they built it up over the seasons,
yeah.
Fine, fair enough. Like Martha from the get-go, you're
yes.
like, ooh, she's thirsty.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah, I mean,
whereas
I like,
with Yaz, she was just like, I'm going to be in the background for a bit whilst these two take over.
No, but like, do you feel like it's like inclusivity for inclusivity's sake? That they're just shoehorning in
actually,
the LGBTQ thing.
No, it feels like bad writing.
Yeah, it just feels like they were trying to figure out something. Because let's face it, we have had companions that have been thirsty for the Doctor before. That's nothing strange.
Clara?
But why does this feel so forced? Like,
because it comes out of the fucking blue.
Like, we only got it at the New Year special, right?
Yeah.
And then like, huh?
It really comes out of the fucking blue.
And I get it.
I mean, you know, we're just
and
really
I'm,
stupid and we can't read cues.
No.
Were there cues
so.
Throughout the whole of the previous season, throughout Flux?
No, the fact that a lot of Whovians have said the same thing about this is like...
What?
Yeah, there is this strong argument of like, where is this coming from? Like, I see it on memes. I see it on TikTok. Like, where is this coming from?
I mean, they're equally, I'm sure there are equally amounts of people who are shipping them. They're probably shipping them already from the get-go. So they're absolutely fine with representation.
Adding on to like what you said just now about this whole thing, like maybe they were trying to do this whole Yaz and Doctor thing to eventually lead up to this fact that, oh, the Doctor cannot love and the Doctor's got to break apart another person in their life that...
Yeah, but with every other Doctor, like, that stuff has been built up throughout the season.
No, but...
You know what I mean?
This like, is like, oh, fuck, we gotta do it.
Sudden, like, fucking character development just suddenly pops up
that you weren't expecting. It was just a pop. Yeah. No, but okay, but you said... But for you, the argument was like, you know, like, he's gonna break up this... break down this other person.
Yeah.
Then the honorable thing to do would be, well, we can't do this.
Instead of
saying, let's just live in the present. And I'm
this Doctor's not very responsible.
No.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
You would think with like, how old is he now? How old are they now?
1,000 plus. Must be. Wait, what the fuck is that house? Remember the house in the previous episode?
I don't know.
Random house.
Oh, it popped up in Multiverse of Madness trailer. If you look at the trailer, it's like, oh shit, it's that house! It's the house the Doctor was in! Ah, okay. The Doctor's popping up in Multiverse of Madness.
Yep. You didn't know Smith's in it.
Yep.
You know, Smith wasn't taught with Marvel, so you know.
Really? Smith's gone for a talk with Marvel?
Fucking Morbius. That was what he was in talks with Marvel for. Like, a long time ago.
That's
was
Sony. I don't count that as Marvel. Yeah,
because there was like a moment where, oh, Matt Smith is talking with Marvel. What the fuck's he doing? And then we find out, oh, it's Morbius. Like that excitement soon became.
Because you want to talk about inclusivity and all that stuff as well. Like, on the other side of the spectrum, Thor's new trailer popped up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jane Foster looking badass.
Yeah. And I mean, they did say there's possibly going to be this whole relationship between Valkyrie and Jane and Thor, this sort of three-way thing. Which I feel like Thor's ready to go off with Korg somewhere and just leave Lady Jane and Valkyrie on their own.
I'm curious where he's going to go with it.
Yeah, I know.
Because the Guardians are there too.
I know, right?
Because he did leave with the Guardians.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that look that Thor gives to fucking Chris Pratt when he's
like you know, look at someone, you know, if you lose your way, you don't look at someone you love, and then Thor's like...
Goofy-ass smile. Like, what the fuck is that? I feel like Chris Hemsworth is having the time of his life with Taika's Thor. I'm sure with Thor Dark World, he wasn't having this great of a time.
I imagine all Taika sets to be fun.
I hope so.
Yeah,
to be fun sets. Even Jojo Rabbit.
That's the one that I'm kind of like, please don't let anything come out in the next few years. I'm like, oh, Taika had sexual like harassment on set. I'm like, please not. I'm so scared of directors now. I'm like, what next story is going to come out?
I don't think that'll happen to Taika.
Because he's pretty.
Because I think they'll be like, was that sexual harassment? No, that was Kiwiism.
Did you hear what happened to Barry Keoghan?
Yeah, he did the most Irish fucking thing
ever.
That's
why. He got arrested for just being Irish.
Got arrested for public intoxication in Dublin.
He essentially came out of the pub at 6 in the morning and was loud. And he got arrested for that.
I was the fucking Joker!
What?
And I'm in Eternals, so fuck all yes. Yeah, you fuck.
It's Dublin! He's Irish? What are you doing?
Oh, daddy boy!
I'm totally imagining that's exactly what happened. Wait, I want to put out any news article.
His mom comes
out.
Over to the police station. Barry, what you done now?
Barry, what you done now?
Like, okay, we've come off freaking what? Ezra Miller and his arrest and like...
See, okay, Ezra Miller was starting a fight. Barry was just being Irish.
But you see...
He's just drunk in intoxication. It's like...
In other news, Jared Butler was arrested for being drunk as well.
But no one really... cares about Jared, as harsh as that sounds, like...
Found on the floor with Billy Connolly, Ewan McGregor...
Here's the thing.
And Sean Connery, for some reason.
Barry Keoghan, in classic Eternals form, Barry Keoghan was passive and caused no issues when he was arrested. Irish police officers found Keoghan acting drunk and disorderly on an apartment balcony. He did not threaten anyone.
On an apartment balcony, so it's just the neighbors just being just
neighbors like
neighbors.
Sorry, police. Looks like the Joker's out on the balcony, just dancing and doing weird shit.
After being brought in,
he's even mooning us now.
After being brought in for public intoxication, Barry Keoghan was dealt with and soon after released.
There you go.
Both the Irish police force and Keoghan Ken confirmed that nothing more will come out of it.
You know, even the police came up like...
Is it like, oh, God. Barry...
Had too much, had ya?
Is that Barry, yeah. we come a meeting like this every week, yeah?
Can't the fucking druid. Like, I found that so hilarious because I was a bit worried.
You're in the MCU, Barry.
Like, when I heard that article, I was like, oh shit, not Barry Keoghan. Then when I found out what actually happened, I'm like...
You got caught drunk in Ireland.
It's just Irish. That's about it.
he wasn't even
It would have been worse in America.
Yeah, but, you know, because he's Irish, he's coming out of an Irish pub.
Then again, if he was in Boston...
He was in an apartment balcony.
But he was at a pub before that.
Obviously.
Yeah. So yeah, Doctor Who and the Legend of the Sea Devils.
Whatever. Whatever.
Before we sidetrack to like anything else, like okay, we gotta mention the next special. So next special.
What's it called?
A fucking special. I don't fucking know.
Oh my God, Jesus!
I don't even know if there's a name.
Daleks and Cybermen are supposedly in it again, but I'm pretty sure they're just gonna walk past like they did in Flux.
And I'm sorry, why does the Cyberman, the guy inside the Cyberman, has silver makeup? I'm sorry, that was fairly obvious. It's fucking silver makeup because the makeup only lasts until here.
Where's the rest of it?
Yeah,
on his face only. Yeah, you know, you need to describe it because this is also an audio podcast.
Fuck it. If you want to watch this, go to youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia.
Wow. Wow. This is how many.
And you can follow us on all our socials on @geeksinmalaysia and check us out on all platforms @geeksinmalaysia and Facebook, give us money Twitter, at code-feed.com/geeksinmalaysia.
So anyway, the Cybermen were painted like this.
Like what?
They were painted with silver, like almost like a face mask. Of just all over the face. Like, you know when you have face painting?
And yeah, they painted something? Yeah.
So there's that.
Like, just, you know, just like when you were face... They converted a clown. Face painted.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. But what I'm
Wasn't
excited-
he covered in seaweed, too?
Who?
I don't know. Felt like there was something
Oh, the trailer?
I don't remember.
But Tegan and Ace are back. And for those classic Doctor Who fans, you know who Tegan and Ace are.
Wait, are they the old companions?
Yes! Oh. Tegan was fifth Doctor and fourth Doctor.
Sorry, I don't recognize them now. They're older.
Okay, Tegan maybe not. Tegan's gone old. But Ace was so fucking recognizable. That was seventh Doctor's Ace.
Didn't notice.
But yeah, Ace and Tegan are back as along with our favorite Master, not John Sim, but
John Sim's still my favorite Master.
Iron Fist.
Oh, sorry, no, not John Sim.
Iron Fist.
I'm the immortal Iron Fist.
What? The bad guy in Iron Fist. Asian dude, Master.
Right.
The Asian Master, yes.
Right.
He's back going, you're going to die.
Sorry, no, my favorite Master's Missy.
Yeah, I was going to say Michelle Gomez.
Missy.
Yeah.
Eric Roberts.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still, also, I'm still waiting for the bloody Time Agent, yeah? From Rosa Parks. Because, you know, we were supposed to see
him
again.
Yeah, that dude that popped in. I'll see you around.
I'm still waiting for him, yeah?
I'll see you around.
Russell, get on it. Why am I speaking a British accent? Because I'm so mad.
No, if it's Russell, we're never going to see him again.
And I'm Captain Jack. I'm coming back. Oh, no, I'm not.
No, I don't.
Forget that storyline, too.
I want James Marsters. I want James Marsters to be back. James Marsters was in Torchwood.
Yes. Season 2.
Yeah. He was not in Doctor
But he was a time agent as well.
Yes. More time agents.
So, yes. I mean, if there's anything to
so
get
So, if y'all
want to
see something hot and homosexual, Torchwood Season 2, Episode 1, Captain Jack and James Marsters basically...
Butt-fucking?
No. Mm-mm. Beating each other up and then making out and then beating each other up and then making out and then beating each other up and making out in one whole sequence. You're like, make up your mind.
No, I mean, but all of Torchwood is like, you know, John Barrowman at Yanto.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, no, that's how you set
no,
up.
No, that was love.
It was love, yeah. That was love. So that's how you set up an LGBTQ like storyline.
But, you know, on the side, he's just fucking.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what I mean. But, you know, he tries.
Everything that moves.
He tries.
So, yes, if there's anything to be excited for the next special, it's that. Tegan, Ace, and the Master. And the Doctor regenerating. We know the Doctor's going to regenerate in the next episode. So, hopefully, fingers crossed, I don't know when we're going to get an announcement of who the next Doctor is.
I mean, they would have cast it by now, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, they have. I think Russell T.
Danny Dyer! Danny Dyer!
But I want to see if those rumors are true, whether they're going to bring back Tennant.
What?
Remember, yeah, I told you last time there was that rumors that Tennant will come back as sort of this filler gap between Whittaker and the next Doctor, because we're not getting a season until after the 60th. We're getting this, and then we're going to get, I think, another one or two specials before the 60th, and then the 60th.
Do you think that they're going to retcon Jodie?
I don't want them to. No, fuck. No, they can't. Because like it or not...
No, I think they're going to do one of those things where... Like, you remember how Capaldi basically... His actions in his seasons basically...
Extended
cleaned
their
life. Like,
Smith?
Smith and Tennant, like, okay, we don't have to think about those storylines anymore moving forward.
Yeah.
Or was it Smith who did it? I can't remember.
No. Because Smith still carried a lot of what Tennant had.
No, I know, but then when with Capaldi, story-wise... No, it didn't go back, did it? No. It didn't refer back to older stuff.
No.
Yeah, so Smith cleared up at the end of his, so that in Capaldi's run, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got more of a clean slate.
I think
is that what they're doing with Jodie, do you think? Do you reckon?
I think they might. I think they might do one of those, like, oh, but... Like, even with Smith, yeah, remember, like, the end of the first season... Because of what he did with the Omicron, what the fuck was that thing called?
What?
That box.
The Pandorica.
Box? There we go.
Pandorica.
The Omicron box.
The Pandorica opens.
Remember, like, he basically reset the universe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, how many times actually, have we reset the universe?
Talking about it now, I think what hurt Doctor Who, especially with what they introduced in Capaldi season, was this whole concept of two episode story, and not one. And like Tennant and Smith, there was one sort of line running between all the episodes.
Yeah.
That's when they
crack
started.
Crack in
to
the
do,
wall.
Yeah. With Capaldi, they started to do sort of these standalone episodes, and they really ramped it up with Whittaker, because each episode sort of. Was there a tying thing apart
no,
from the
but
timeless
there was,
child?
There would still be follow throughs of storyline plots for character. Mm. You know?
I mean, Eccleston was all standalone.
Yeah. But Bad Wolf just kept popping up.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
There was always something that kept popping up that would tie it into the finale. Whereas with Capaldi and for Whittaker, I mean, Whittaker tried with this whole Timeless Child thing, which really is, where are you going with the Timeless Child? Because you keep going, hey, it's here. No, it's not. No, here we are again. Ah, we're taking it back.
Like, do you think the next special will be another Timeless Child episode? Because the Master's coming back.
I hope they tie up this whole Timeless Child thing, because if they don't, I'm like, where were you going with it?
I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm going to just say it. I don't give a fuck anymore.
I mean, I really want to. And I'm just like, in Russell we trust.
Finish up the run and let's see where it's going next. Yeah, because
this is just
I'm
really,
too disappointed.
It's just really disappointing.
Like,
it's just really...
I miss the times where I'm like, oh my God, it's a new Doctor Who episode. This one, I'm like, oh, it's here.
I was this close last night to be going, fuck it, I don't want to talk about this episode because it's so hard for me to watch it.
That makes
sense. I was also very like, when I was watching it, I was like, I mean, it's just going to be me just like reciting vitriol. Like, do I really want to like recite so much vitriol about something I actually really, really love?
I just wanted to cry.
And I also think it's because the budgets have gone up so much, so the expectation is higher. Like, before... Like, think about how much stuff you forgive, you know? Because the writing is so good. So I'm going to forgive the fact that, you know, like, this CG doesn't look that great.
They're fighting mannequins.
Yeah. Or this monster looks cheap as fuck.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, I don't care about the budgeting or whatnot. As long as you give us a good story.
You don't need to go to an exotic location.
The fucking Baker's episode, how we were all like, oh my God, no, the clams! Like, we were so invested in it, even though we knew they were styrofoam clams.
You didn't need to go to Africa.
Exactly.
No.
Why the fuck did they go to South Africa for?
For the sand dunes.
They shot that whole Bond episode.
BBC needs some of that Mandalorian tech.
Yeah.
Save some money.
No, but that's expensive too. I mean, that's an
investment.
Yeah. True. You compare. I think a few studios now are starting to get on that. I think there was another.
Because the fact of the matter is, Mandalorian, like, traditional production methods, that show should not be done that quickly.
Yeah.
Just flat out.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, season 2's already out? And then I was like, oh yeah, they don't have to spend like 9 months keying out green screens and designing cities and making sure it matches. Like, no, we shot it.
They have a dome. And that dome can
there
do
is
anything.
There is a local company that does it.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen
oh,
some
you said
stuff.
It was a half.
Yeah.
No, it's... To me, I realized... No, because they've gotten it better. It's a bigger space. But I realized what the issue is. What,
ceiling.
No. They have the ceiling as well.
Oh.
The advantage Disney has over...
ILM.
When other people do it. Number one, the CG design of the background.
Mm.
Right? Looking at this one's like... Doesn't look as nice. Mm. But I think also they have better render farms than over
of
here.
Because
I'm like looking at it like...
It's fucking ILM.
I think it needs to be rendered more. This texture does still looks video gamey. But
yeah,
then like...
there are cheap render farms in India.
What, they network that shit? With our fucking fiber fucking
fiber
connection?
Kalau tak, kau nak render kat mana?
Buy some fucking...
No lah, no. I mean, no, just render the whole file there and then you transfer.
No, it needs to render real time.
Oh, okay.
Aku tak remember? Because they move and then the set moves.
Unreal Engine?
It is Unreal Engine.
Oh, okay.
But you still need a powerful system to just fucking, you know...
Render.
How powerful... It's just like video games. Like, okay, your graphic card's this. Okay lah, GTA is going to look like this.
Yeah.
I actually saw fucking on Instagram, like, GTA on full higher specs graphics and I'm like... This just looks like life.
That's scary, bro. That's scary.
It was clever though. It was a night demo.
Of course.
Okay, yeah. Because I mean,
so at night the lighting, I was like,
yeah,
this looks real.
No, the one that always fucking messes with my head is every time they come out with a new Gran Turismo game, I keep looking at going.
I mean, that one's easy because there's no humans.
Yeah, I'm like, is this real? Is it a game? Which one is this? Like,
the only thing that gives it away for me is like, it's 60 frames a second. This isn't real.
Hmm.
But even like the high frame rally. Rate. Rally car racing, sometimes they shoot it now in 60 FPS. And I'm like...
Yeah, but I don't watch anything at 60 FPS.
Yeah,
because,
true.
You know, real life doesn't happen in 60
Unless
FPS.
Unless it was... What the fuck was that Will Smith movie? The one with... Gemini Man.
Yeah. What?
Where Ang Lee was like, we're going to shoot this in... How many frames per second?
60.
60, right? Yeah.
Or 48. Aang, or something.
Aang, calm down. Aang, calm down.
Is it Aang or Ang? Huh?
I thought it was Ang.
Ang Lee.
Sabah.
Doctor Who. Hey. As you can tell, like,
we're just gonna ride out the season, and then we're gonna wait for. We're gonna
There's
wait
only
for
one more episode to ride out.
Just ride it out.
It's taking forever, but
you know, like, what else are we looking forward to this year? Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
Love and Thunder.
Moon Knight. Moon Knight's going well.
I've watched up to episode 2.
Yeah,
enjoying it a lot so far.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do like a...
And I like his British accent. I'm like, y'all Americans don't know other accents here.
Do you know who he was inspired by? Carl Pilkington.
I get it.
I'm like...
Who?
I totally
no,
get,
but it's Carl Pilkington. It's a bit of... But it's to me, it's a London accent I've heard.
Carl Pilkington was Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's producer, radio producer, and they did a podcast together,
right.
And then they did an Idiot Abroad where they sent him off to fucking countries.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I
it's a jet.
Accent.
I mean,
there,
I think
there are
it's
a few
jet.
Moments where I'm like, ooh, your American popped out of it.
Yeah. But I mean,
well
given who his character is, it actually does make sense.
Yeah.
Like British Ethan Hawke. British Oscar Isaac is like... He's so endearing. I just want to give him a hug.
He's endearing, but fucking sad as well. Every time he's talking to that living statue, I'm like, bro, he's working, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, bro, janganlah.
Okay, yeah, you helped him out, made sure they get it. But he's fucking working.
I just love latest gators.
He's so Jamels.
I don't remember Ethan Hawke's voice being this deep.
I mean, he has gotten older.
Yeah, but...
I love it.
He's looking cool.
But I mean, the Mandarin...
The what?
What?
And oh, his Mandarin?
And that's not Mandarin.
Yeah, no,
when they were speaking in episode 2, I was like...
Apa tu?
I think we all had a collective...
What?
I didn't speak Mandarin. I'm like... Shush, yeah. No.
What the fuck was that? I'm sorry. But what else? What else is fucking happening this year? Like, because all the DC films have now shifted schedules.
Is it all of them?
Yeah.
So wait, Flash still isn't coming
Flash
out this
is next
anymore?
Year.
For fuck's sake.
Flash is June for next year.
FFS.
Just release it so you can cut off ties with Ezra Miller and be done with it.
Maybe they're still trying to ride it out.
And here's the weird thing. Like,
yeah, he'll get into another fight.
Like, we're supposed to
You're going to wait till next spring break? Come on now.
What I don't appreciate is that, Okay, so we all know that Keaton Batman is coming back. Mm. And he's going to be in The Flash, and he's also... You don't know this?
I
know.
And Batgirl.
And Batgirl. But now
which
with the...
Batgirl?
Movie Batgirl.
New... Is it a TV movie, or is it
it's a movie.
Oh, they're recast. Okay.
No, yeah. No, on TV it's Batwoman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's not Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
No. Oh, you haven't seen the shots of Batgirl?
No, I haven't.
It's
the outfit's legit.
Yeah, it's very comic accurate.
Very. But I was surprised. I was like, wow. They
I
actually...
don't know how to feel now that that's going to be his first appearance and not The Flash.
At least it's in the Bat family.
No, but like the whole thing was like, it was...
Oh, nice. Mm. Nice.
Like, it was so set up that he was going to appear in Multiverse of Madness. In The Flash.
I'm telling you, he's going to appear in Multiverse of Madness.
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
No, not Crisis. Like, and then, like, in the trailer, they hyped it up so much. Like, oh, what's under this freaking, like, top? It's the Batmobile. And now we're going to see him in Batgirl. I feel like all that power of, like, holy shit, we're going to see him finally is taken away by... Oh, he's going to appear in Batgirl. And it's literally like, yeah, he's going to appear in Batgirl first.
So wait, so Flash has moved forward. Shazam has moved forward.
Let me.
Black Adam's moved forward. Aquaman's moved forward. So none of them are coming out this year?
I think Aquaman is.
Oh.
Yeah. Look how excited we are for that.
I'm
excited. It's just,
it really does
feel like, okay, we need to get rid of Mira.
I mean, you know my thoughts on, yeah, so I'm like, okay, cool.
What? I like Jason Momoa.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay, here's the shifts. League of Super Pets moves from May 20th to July 29th.
Wow.
Black Adam moves from July 29th to October 21st.
Shazam?
That's this year.
Black Adam, yeah, this year.
Yeah,
okay.
The Flash moves from November 4th this year to June 23rd next year. Oh, shit. Aquaman moves from December 16th this year to March 17th next year.
Oh.
And Shazam Fury of the Gods moves up from June 2nd, 2023 to December 16th, 2022 instead.
Wow, so at the end of the year, you're going to get Black Adam and then Shazam?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's Super Pets first in July, then Black Adam, then Shazam. Then next year, it'll be Aquaman first and then The Flash.
Look, I don't...
Oh, and then for August 4th, 2023, we're getting Meg 2, The Trench.
Wait, what?
Yeah. The Meg 2, The Trench.
Is that also under DC?
Yeah, apparently.
Huh?
No. Because it says... Oh, no, it's Warner Brothers. Sorry, but... Because it's listed all with the DC films, and I'm like, yeah, The Meg 2 is out of DC, I guess. Jason Statham is DC's newest superhero.
Okay, you know what? I mean, I know Super Pets are cute and all. I still don't understand why it's a movie.
It's for the kids. It really is for the kids. Okay. Like, even looking at it, I'm like, you know, John Krasinski is Superman? Yeah. Keanu Reeves is Batman? I know you're trying to get the kids and the older generation too, so I'm like, you know what? I'm there for it. Yeah. I mean, the only reason I watch...
Okay, what the fuck is going on? You guys keep talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, guys. We sound very done. Life is giving us some bad apples. Life is taking some bad turns. I mean, interesting turns, and it's just it's.
This Doctor Who episode just really didn't do anything for us.
I mean, it's. I mean, you know, guys, it's been a long couple of years. It's been a long couple of years. And we really appreciate all of you who is just like tuning into us every other
week. Yeah, thank you.
And thank you.
And listening to
so
our
much.
Rantings.
And if you don't like it, fuck you!
Geeks of Malaysia, if you don't like it, fuck you. Our new slogan. So yeah, the Doctor Who episode.
He's still trying to do it.
Because I don't know
He's
what the fuck to do.
Still trying to wrap it up, guys.
Let's just close it up. In closing... Doctor Who sucked ass this week, and I don't know what else to tell you. If any of you guys liked it, please let us know why.
I want to say it will get better, but I'm not holding out hope anymore. I'm just like, let's get this regeneration done and over with. And
it's been an amazing run.
It's been a run.
Yeah. That is the word. It's been a run.
Seriously, that earring thing, the fuck.
Ooh, okay. No, the earring is there so she can be like, oh, what's pulling me?
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, shall we?
Yes.
My name is Amir Chen.
Hi, I'm Nick Dorian.
And I'm Carol Limbaugh.
Please be out, yo.
It's one of the doors. Don't worry.
Geronimo.
Allons-y.
Wow.